The Average Joe Show. Sports talk that is thoughtful and in-depth.
Hey, you come here often, too, with me?
Sports Radio 1450, The Hall.
CBS Sports Radio 1450, The Hall. Average Joe Show 2.0. The Premier Fighting Championship, PFC 18, comes up on November 14th. Tony has been stripped of all of the Y chromosomes around him. He's been emasculated in studio, Buster. We just watched it happen.
I think he's ovulating.
Tony the Lapdog, surrendering his mic to the First Lady of Mixed Martial Arts in the Northeast. Her name is Karen Wesch. Obviously, she is the owner, the founder of the Premier FC, Premier Fighting Championship. PFC 18 comes up November 14th at the Mass Mutual Center. I would say, look, I know they've done the Mullen Center before, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. This is the biggest venue, the most important venue, because it's in the heart of the Pioneer Valley. It is Springfield. It is the Mass Mutual Center. November the 14th, PFC 18. Karen, the card looks amazing. The event, we know, is going to be fantastic. Every single day you're out there putting new things on this on PFC 18, aren't you?
I am.
Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever wake up and you're just like, you know, maybe today I'll just let it ride.
I don't really think I sleep. I don't think there's no waking up.
We're about to talk to Steve Rita, judge, ref, licensed in multiple states, self-defense practitioner. Of course you got to be in the octagon, in the cage with those fighters. Steve Rita's a guy who has a real, we're going to talk to him in a minute on the Average Joe Show hotline, a really interesting background, and your history with him goes back a long ways, doesn't it?
It does. I've known Steve since I've gotten my license back in 2010, actually even a little bit before that. Massachusetts got sanctioned in 2010, so people were doing shows before it was sanctioned, and
sure.
I met him through that process. So I've probably known him about 8 years. He's reffed a lot of my shows. I am not allowed to know in advance who my referees or judges
okay.
are. Sometimes I won't know till the day before. He'll
sure.
say, "Hey, I'm coming
awesome.
Down. I'll see you." You know,
that's great.
So it's cool. He's
yeah,
a
totally.
Great, great guy.
That's awesome. Well, let's bring him in, Karen. Thanks
yeah.
so much for coming down. As always, I know we'll talk about the great sponsors of PFC 18 after this interview. So joining us on the Average Joe Show hotline right now as Karen Wesch of PFC and the Premier FC, PFC 18, November 14th at the Mass Mutual Center, is that judge, Steve Rita, judge, referee in multiple states, self-defense practitioner, and all-around butt kicker. Steve, thanks so much for joining us on the Average Joe Show hotline.
Hey, you're welcome. Nice to be here.
Steve, I want to ask about something that Karen just hinted at there, sort of the life of a referee, the life of a judge, the life of someone who loves the sport of mixed martial arts, and you've proven that throughout the years at a bunch of different levels, including the very highest, including you know some fantastic regional circuit places too. How hard is it for you to have to sort of keep it under your hat where you're going to be officiating, where you're going to be judging, where you're going to be next? Because I'm sure you just want to talk about this nonstop, right?
Well, I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, I go to most of the shows anyway, so pretty much I'm expected at all the shows doing one thing or another. So for me, it's not that big deal. Everybody just knows I'm going to be there regardless, whether I'm judging, whether I'm reffing, whether I'm just there as a fan.
Yeah.
I'll pretty much be there anyway.
You ever just, like, sort of wear your striped shirt underneath and, like, take it off like you're Superman and then just, like, rock it in from the crowd? Like, no, it's me.
We don't wear the striped shirt anymore. We did it one time. A couple of times we had some weird uniforms. One time we had the white shirts with the bow tie, and we did actually wear the Foot Locker shirts, but thank God they got rid of those pretty quick.
So, Steve, help me out here. I'm an MMA novice, and when it comes to reffing, I'm trying to figure out where the challenge is, because you can punch, you can kick, you can choke. So...
Yeah.
Help me out with the challenge when it comes to reffing these fights.
I think it's all, Steve, let me take this. It's all about angle, Tony. Jeez. No, go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry.
You know, it's definitely about angles. I mean, you definitely want to be in the right place so you can see everything that's happening. These guys are so young and so fast. I mean, if you're not really mobile on your feet, you're going to miss a lot of the stuff that they're doing. You know, they might get a groin kick and you're on the wrong side. You don't
right.
see it. Next thing you know, the guy's complaining that you didn't see the groin kick, but. It is all about placement and where you're going to be. We try to be in the what's called a triangle position, always in the middle so we can see both fighters.
Cool.
It's not always easy. Some of these guys, you know, the 135, 145-pound guys, they're pretty fast, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not a small guy, so it's definitely a challenge to keep up with them, you know?
Well, Steve, that's the interesting thing that I was wondering. You're in this triangle position. They're fast. They're hitting hard. Have you ever put yourself in a position where you're trying to see what's going on, and then you've taken a surprise hit yourself?
I've been doing this almost 16 years now. I got hit twice. Once was where a fighter didn't want to stop when I was trying to break it up, and another time where the guys were on the ground and there was a lack of action, so I stepped in to try to stand them up, and just as I did that, one guy threw a punch, and he just clipped me. But you know, it wasn't that bad. But we were pretty good about not getting hit.
We're talking with Steve Rita, judge, referee.
That would be my job number one.
Licensed in multiple states, self-defense practitioner himself. So talk to us a little bit, you know, as we get ready for PFC 18, and we're all very excited about it here in the Springfield area in the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's really just kind of a driver and a pitching wedge away from where we're broadcasting right now, the Mass Mutual Center, November 14th, PFC 18. How does a guy who probably could have had a nice little career fighting, how do you turn to the dark side and be a guy who tries to break it up all the time?
Well, I'll tell you, I was never nearly good enough to be a fighter. I mean, I have a black belt in jiu-jitsu, but the skill level that these guys have nowadays is just incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
But the way I started is, before we were sanctioned, I had a friend of mine that just ran a show. Uh-huh. He needed a referee, and he pretty much just said, hey, you want to come referee? Because he knew I already had a black belt in jiu-jitsu at the time. So I said, sure, let me try it. And we kind of learned the hard way how to judge and referee. You know, nowadays there's classes and you can learn from other referees, but with us, it was just trial and error. And believe me, there's plenty of errors. errors.
Steve, you know, in my...
And they didn't even have gloves. They, you know, everything was open fist.
Yeah.
You know, so it was much different than it is now.
So I'm wondering, you know, when we go to PFC 18, for people who haven't been to a live mixed martial arts show before, you're going to see, from a fan's perspective, a difference between the amateur and the professional ranks, right? I mean, there's for those who haven't seen it before, the amateur fights tend to go the distance because they're lacking that extra gear to end the fight. Is that something that as a ref going into the cage, you also want to be keenly aware of? I mean, is there a difference the way that you officiate or even judge an amateur fight versus a professional fight because of that lack of second gear?
Well, we pretty much treat them all the same. I mean, a lot of times the amateurs, you know, they come from good teams, and you know, if somebody's from an independent team, we'll be a little bit more cautious with them. You know, I'll stand a little bit closer in case there's a quick knockout or something. And with the pros, you know, you pretty much know that they're going to go the distance, and they're going to be tough. They wouldn't be in there if they weren't pros. You know, so the you know, it takes a little bit different to you know, you just want to watch them a little bit closer as far as the pitchers. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, almost to save them from themselves, right?
Well, sometimes you do have to save a fighter from themselves. You know, sometimes they're tougher than they realize, and they're taking too much punishment, and then you stop the fight, and they say, well, why are you stopping the fight? It's like, well, dude, you watch the video later, and you'll see why.
Sure. Sure.
You know, you definitely have to save them from themselves sometimes.
So, Steve, as a judge, when you're judging, have you ever been part of a fight that towards the end of the match, you were kind of hoping that maybe there was a knockout because it was so close, you didn't want your decision to be questioned?
Well, no. I mean, there's all kinds of criteria when you're judging. You know, you don't watch it as a fan. I mean, fans can just look at it and say, oh, yeah, that guy won. But when you're a judge, there's so many different criteria you're looking at to determine. And I like to take a little bit of notes. You know, I write things down. So at the end of every round, I can, you know, even if there's a close fight, I can look at my note and say, okay, look, this guy had 3 takedowns. He had 3 hard head kicks. This guy had 1 takedown. And it's pretty clear by the end of the round who actually won, you know. And I take like little shorthand, so I don't really take my eyes off the fight. I just kind of put a little mark, you know, a little T for takedown or something like that. So, you know, it's pretty easy to determine who won.
Steve, I was a ring announcer one time, and I saw and heard things that I know that the audience didn't hear or see just because of my vantage point. Did you ever see something that, you know, was just absolutely so funny and it would make a great inside story? Like, wow, I bet you nobody saw that.
Yeah, no, I've definitely heard some things. I had one fighter actually burp. And he during the fight, he burps and he says, "Oh, excuse me," and then he threw a punch at the guy. It was like the most polite fighter ever.
He proceeded to get knocked out because of that.
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes you're in the cage and you want to laugh at things, you know? But you got to try to hold your composure. And you know, I mean, sometimes the crowd says things and you just want to, you know, bust out laughing, but you're just going to pretend you didn't hear it. Keep going, you know.
Steve Rita, we appreciate your time, my friend. And I got to tell you, we are all excited to have you in Springfield for PFC 18 in the middle of November. Between now and then, here's the good thing. I look forward to if you're sitting at the judges table, I look forward to bothering you the whole time and picking your brain, because this is a lot of fun. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, I'll be here. I can't wait. It's going to be a fun event.
Awesome. Steve Rita, a multiple state judge, ref, self-defense practitioner himself. You heard it, Buster. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu
himself. Yeah, I'm going to be very polite to him. Yep. He thinks that guy was polite. I'm going to be very...
CBS Sports Radio 1450 The Hall, Average Joe Show 2.0. Gentlemen, I have to leave in 5 minutes. My first PTA meeting.
Yeah,
good for you. PTA dad. Hey, ladies, what are we doing tonight? What are we...